For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for an unusual road. It's not as famous as Germany's Autobahn or as well-paved as Route 66. Drivers on the road we're looking for are not allowed to wear seatbelts, and there's no driving after sunset. Too dangerous. And if you value your life, don't drive at speeds between 16 and 25 miles per hour. This road very near the Baltic Sea is only open several months of the year. It connects two places we'll name, Ruhukula and Hiiumaa Island. Most of the traffic on this road comes from a northern European country, so try to name the country or the road. The answers are coming up in a few minutes. Now to answer our GeoQuiz. Spring is slowly arriving in the colder parts of northern Europe. That includes northern Estonia, one of the answers to our GeoQuiz. But for some drivers there, the longer the cold temperatures linger, the better.
I'm sitting behind the wheel of an idling car, waiting at a lonely red traffic light on an isolated strip of the Estonian coastline.
The BBC's Joel Alas took a drive over the Baltic Sea and sent this description.
The road ahead of me is made of ice. It stretches across the frozen surface of the Baltic Sea, connecting the Estonian coastline to the island of Hiiumaa. It is the longest ice road in Europe. To the right is a sign that sets out the road rules for the journey ahead. It is forbidden to wear a seatbelt. You might have to make an unexpected and speedy exit from your car. You can't drive here after sunset, or with a vehicle of over a certain weight. And you have to be careful to drive at the right speed, or your tires will create dangerous vibrations that might crack the surface of the road and send you and your vehicle to a watery grave. The traffic light turns green, and timidly I drive out onto the surface of the sea. It's bumpy and slippery at the same time. Perhaps a vibration warning is a myth, but I'm not willing to challenge it. Traveling on the ice is part of the history and the culture of the Estonian islands. Teutonic knights thundered across on horseback to conquer the isles in the 13th century. Villages here have been constructed by pulling supplies across from the mainland. Bears, wolves, and moose venture to and from the island in search of food. And locals look forward to the ice driving season as it provides a cheaper and more convenient method of travel compared to paying for passage on a vehicle ferry. At some points, the track is deteriorated and large potholes have formed. Hitting these sends a jolt through the car and a huge spray of water and ice across the windshield. The road is marked out by juniper bushes, which have been staked out at wide intervals. In poor visibility, these shrubs are the only means of finding the safe route across. There are six official ice roads around Estonia. This past winter has been particularly harsh, allowing them to stay open for longer than usual. Even now, as the warm spring sun begins to melt the snow in the fields, the ice roads are still half a meter thick, enough to carry a steady stream of several hundred vehicles each day. A large ferry is keeping pace with the car. It appears as if the ship is driving across a white field, but it's cutting through an ice-broken channel which runs almost parallel to the road. The coastline of Hiiumaa Island looms ahead, and soon I'm pulling off the ice and on to solid land. I get out and talk to the road controller, who tells me there hasn't been a single accident all winter. In the event your car does crack the ice, though, it tends to sink slowly enough to allow you to scramble out. With the onset of spring, the ice roads are unlikely to remain open for much longer. But that doesn't put off some islanders, who risk driving across the melting surface of the sea, even after the official ice roads are closed.
The BBC's Joel Alas on Estonia's ice road, the other answer to our GeoQuiz. And let me remind you that tomorrow, it's Wednesday, and you'll have the chance to play the GeoQuiz by text message. If you want to know what the GeoQuiz is before we mention it on air, text the word GeoQuiz to 69866. We'll text you back instructions on how you can play along. That's GeoQuiz to 69866. If you pay for your texts, usual rates will apply.